Give me a second, Nike.
All right.
All right, what's good?
Hey, what's up?
What's good? I'm trying to change my name before you called me. But I won't.
All right.
Who else is joining?
Stotts. All right. Yeah, so we're going to be talking Dew Talk for this season's NASCAR Heat 2 League, so...
What? I might not be able to race the 500 because I'm having tons of problems with my controller.
Alright.
Because it's like, it's breaking for no reason at all. So I'm thinking I'm getting a new controller in like 2 weeks or something like that. So.
Alright.
It just depends.
Well, welcome to this session of the Dew Talk. I am your host, DarthNike42, here with NASCAR Fan, and we'll be talking about this season coming up for Mountain Dew. We should have Stotts checking in here in a few minutes, so hopefully he can drop by and answer some questions. But as of right now, we are talking about the season before it begins. Now, my prediction is we're going to have a new champion, and we're going to have some upset winners. What do you think about that, NASCAR fan?
I think a new champion would be good. I would like it to be me. Upset winners? I would say some upsets. I would see seventh time up there. I would see probably Chase fan a lot, too. If we're going to have upset winners, definitely.
Oh, yeah. I say this season is going to be the season of a Panthers fan because I've looked in every league and he's just done really great. I think he'll be a big threat this season. I think another big threat this season is definitely going to be Speed B. Two rookies going it head to head. But I think Panthers will just edge out Speed B. But not by much, though.
Yeah, I've seen him in some leagues, and I've seen him wreck people. So, not wreck, but destroy people on the track. So, I'm sure he'll be good.
Yeah. Now, we'll talk about the past seasons here. So, for last season, DarthNike42 won the championship. And he didn't get a win till Talladega. And I was kind of surprised on that. What do you think about that?
Definitely performs more on the track than just getting one. Well, getting his first win at Talladega. Very surprised by that, actually.
I was surprised about that, too. I think this year's upset winners are probably going to be like, I think Chase Van, he'll probably win a race.
Oh, yeah.
Probably on. I think he'll do really good because when I raced with him in a league race last, he won at Daytona. So he'll be a big threat. So. We'll see what happens. Anywho, I know it's kind of early, but I think we should start predicting our final four.
That's difficult this early.
Yeah, it sure is.
Probably have to say Dark Nike.
Yo, what's up?
Good.
What's up, Stotts? All right, Stotts has just came by. Stotts, right now we are talking about this season's Mountain Dew. Early predictions, we're predicting the Final Four right now. I got you in there. I got Darth Nike in there. I got NASCAR fan in there, and I got Panthers fan in there.
This is hard. Only because I haven't even raced, and it's hard. Oof.
Yeah, it sure is.
Well, thank God Google comes into play. Shoot, I guess I'll Well, I'm gonna pick me, Nike. I guess I'll go with Chase Fan, because, you know,
he's good.
And I guess I'll go with Panthers.
Alright. So this next session here is we're talking Clash. We're talking the Miller Lite Clash. So here, looks like we're probably going to end up racing on Friday. So, I think it should be a great one, and we'll see what happens. But what else should we talk about right now? I think
500.
500. Yeah, I think that would be a good idea. Talk about the Daytona 500 / Mountain Dew 500. You know? I don't know if I should. I don't know if we should race any of these races on Forza Motorsport 7 because.
Oh yeah, I think personally we should. But...
Last time seeing
JB, by the way, his is broken. Rip.
Last time thing about Forza 7.
Everybody with the discs is broken. Oh yeah.
Oh, really?
Last night
it gets stuck on a black screen.
Last I saw anything about
that's a rip.
Forza Motorsport 7, JB Smoove had a complaint about it. Yeah. And he's ranting about it, saying it's the worst game of all time.
Doesn't he rant about everything?
That's probably true, but we're going to predict wins here. I say NASCAR fan pulls off his first two victories. I say they come probably around 1.5 mile tracks. I say he wins the Coca-Cola 600 off field strategy. And I say he's going to win Texas in the playoffs and makes him to the final four.
Love Texas.
I say Stott gets three wins this season, one coming at one of his favorite tracks, Watkins Glen. I'd say the other would come to Phoenix because last time we were there, he absolutely flat out dominated that thing. And he was just gone from halfway. Then, you know what? I'm going to go with a bit of an upset here. I say he's going to win the Mountain Dew 500 if he races it. I say he'll win that race for sure.
Well, let me see. Oh, I got to look at the time again. I could, if we do it at wait. Oh, apparently we're stupid idiots. I could do Friday, 8 p.m.
That's the Clash. The Clash is going to be held Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern time.
Not possible. We could do Thursday or Wednesday or something like that.
I don't think I can really. I can't do Thursday because my I have conferences, and Wednesday is my church night, so I really can't do anything on those 2 days. Asking.
Get Jesus.
Yeah, I'm really busy now because, like I said, I'm in high school and I have to get like all my homework turned in. And right now, my grades are iffy. They're not too bad, but they're iffy. I could get them up a little better, but anywho, let's not talk about that. What do you guys predict? Who's going to be the dominant car this season?
Rip Trevor Bayer.
Say Stott would be up there too. A lot. Probably you wouldn't doubt it. It's hard to predict this. We haven't even been on the track yet, so it's a little hard to say who's going to be the best and stuff. But
yeah.
I got my money that on the people that race in the league. That's my bet. So there's no way I'm losing.
You know what? This season, I say we're gonna see Seven Time get his first win. I say we're gonna see him win at Darlington because last time we went to Darlington, he dominated. But with two laps to go, he ran into the wall and a right front tire.
What you been smoking? What you smoke? Do I need to get, you gotta get off that weed, man? I'm telling you.
And GWG, well, I say,
ooh, bro, I see sorry, GWG, phone right
you
now,
are
dude.
Going to remain winless.
Oof.
Sometime. I don't think you see that 32 at
oh,
all.
Shit. Oh, wait. Oh, wait. Is that who's in here right now?
Or wait, no? Who's watching?
Wait.
Don't worry about it.
Wait. Who's Colby? I just want to know real quick.
No, it's me.
Wait, I need to... Yeah, that's not GWG, is it? That's not GWG, is it? Oh, shit. I about lost it, bro. I thought it was GWG. I was about to say, my bad. I know you were in here. I legit about lost myself. I was about to say, oh, shit. Is he in here for real?
I say GWG is going to remain winless until season 8.
We're can already people listen to this?
They'll go 2 seasons of winless after this season.
We're pretty poor. I don't think they will.
I just say.
Well, GWG probably isn't getting a win until maybe a restraint track.
Hey, Stotts, is Martinsville a real race track?
It is in his opinion. Listen here, don't talk about that, all right? It is a real racetrack. You don't go 200
you totally
turns.
Go over 200 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah,
in
definitely. Definitely. I mean, if you're Denny Hamlin, you definitely do, but...
Yeah, you can... Oh. Shit. Oh, true.
Oh, God.
Oh, the triggered Chase fans are going to hear this now.
Not the
Chase
Elliott fans, no.
Oh,
shit. Uh-oh. Did somebody mention Chase Elliott fans? We're going to our new segment, Angry Chase Fans. That's right, you heard me. Angry
Chase Fans. How's it supposed to get another second place,
so,
fuckers?
Chase Fans. So, me like Chase Elliott fans out there, how do you feel about your 8th runner-up finish?
Complain.
Just like his father gets 8 top 2s.
8 more races for him to win.
Right now. How many seasons? Historic. Big ballery. Oh, okay.
Hey, you
nice.
Guys. I'll be right back. I'm going to go eat a quick dinner. You guys keep talking. Angry Chase fans.
All right.
And just keep insulting those Chase fans because they deserve it. All right. I'll be right
back.
Okay,
we got you, boss. Okay. Okay, what are we going to do here? Okay, listen here, NASCAR fan. We're going to fuck the shit out of Nike when he comes back, bro, okay? We're going to act like we're in a big-ass argument. We're going to we're going to make his podcast turn cancer, okay? Shh, don't tell anybody. Shh. Just entertainment, you know what I mean? We got to do it for the entertainment.
Just wait until you hear him, like, pick up
just
his headphones.
Just wait until he comes back,
it.
And then we'll just
wait until you hear him pick up his headphones.
All right, well.
Take a guess.
Wait, who's your favorite driver?
No.
Clint Boyer. Yes, my man. Oh, fuck you.
No,
Tony
Harvick.
Left and you just switched. Harvick. Fine, then you're a Larson fan. Oh, fuck you. Fuck you. Fine, then fuck you.
Oh, no,
didn't
no.
Didn't
I
have
was there
trust
when
in Boyer.
Was
that's
I
okay.
Him.
I didn't either.
I was there when he won. I was freaking happy as crap.
Oh, you're a fucking bitch. Oh, you see, I had to go to school.
Oh.
And I had tickets to that race. I had
dude,
tickets.
We got halfway
I had
there.
To go to school.
We got halfway.
My only
to
chance
pilot,
to see Boyer win.
I got a tweet saying they texted it and they canceled it and I got so mad. But.
Fucking piss, bro. That's the last time I'm going to a Martinsville race and I'm not going to see Boyer win. Man, I'm never going again. See, every time I say Boyer's going to win, something bad happens. The Charlotte race 2012, I fell asleep. Next thing I know it, I'm up at 2 a.m. and I hear Boyer wins on SportsCenter. And I'm like, you're kidding me, right? I missed it and I didn't even have it on record. God, every time. The last time I actually saw him win was 2012
Sonoma.
I feel
like he's going to be threats Sonoma this year. He's been running up a lot more. Yeah.
Hell, he was last year.
He should have been one of 2016, but no. H. Scott Motorsports has shitty-ass equipment and make him fucking DNF within the first six laps. Fucking bullshit. Fucking... But rest in peace, Harry. You know, heart goes out to you. Rip. You're in a better place now. But anyway, Sheb, fuck H. Scott. Fucking cheap-ass hoes. Fucking owes Boyer money. Probably couldn't pay for Harry Scott's medical bills. Probably why he died. No offense. No offense. Once again, Harry, rip. I feel you, dog. I know you're in a better place now. Fucking cheap-ass fuckers. Fucking got sued as hell, bro. No wonder why Brett left him. Brett left with Boyer because they noticed how shit they were in the first place. Feel bad for the crew chief. Yikes.
Can't win a freaking race.
Oh, wait, well. How they can't get a top 20 to save their damn lives. The best finish Boyer got was fucking 7th, and it was at a fake track.
How do you feel about the fake track coming up?
I feel great. Boyer won there twice. He's also wrecked there twice. Wait, no, he's wrecked there more than twice, I mean. So I feel great, yeah. Good chance he's going to lose. I mean, he's going to win. Damn it, so who's your favorite driver, though? So I can get some star here. Oh, yeah, I'm fucking slow. God damn it. So fucking slow, bro. Swear, fucking
same.
School's got me dead. So is my grandma. Fucking grandma, bro. Anyways, yeah, so what am I going to say about... Oh, yeah.
Nah.
He cheated at Las Vegas. That's how I'm going to start, bro.
You're a sensitive subject there.
Yeah. I was on that, bro. There's an easy comeback to that. You can be like, but who cheated at Richmond in 2013?
Spun out.
Mm-hmm. Fuck you. Oh, my. He just. Oh, all right, bitch. Listen here. All right, bitch. You, okay. Fucking cheating at Richmond. All right, fuck. Damn it. Not Richmond. Las Vegas, man. Fucking put a dent in your roof. Huh? What you gonna say?
You piece of crap.
Dude. Mr. Overrated, hit me in my ass. What do you mean I got spun? I spun on my own. Fuck off. And that's strategy. Strategy.
Oh, really? I don't see how strategy.
Yes, a strategy. Okay, okay. Let me tell you some strategy. Fuel mileage. No. No. No.
You actually want to win more than one race this season?
No. All I can say is. Do you actually want to cheat more than once this season? All right. Fucking make sure you put another dent in your roof.
I'll go to the race and then go in the garage and just beat it in. Oh, yeah. Well, if he's actually cheating, maybe NASCAR wouldn't have let him pass an inspection. But
bet, bro. Bet. You know what? Let's go then. Let's go. I hope Nike's in here right now. Nike, are you in here?
Basically.
Did we do all that fighting for nothing? Dude, oh my god, bro. We did this for entertainment for his damn podcast. And he's not going to be in here when I thought I heard him pick up a damn headset. Are you fucking high? Fine, looks like we're waiting even. Fine, fucking gotta wait longer now. Nope, just gotta wait. Damn it, bro.
Yeah, about the Harvick thing.
Dude, I feel like I hear someone else. I swear, fucking Nike's listening while he's eating. I swear. He's probably nom, 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 and he's hearing us, and he's just laughing his ass off. Like, these fuckers think I'm gone. I suck on this. Oh, fuck. Well, I got to pick a new topic. Since that Harvick one didn't last long. What can I say? Oh, yeah. We beat you in Talladega in 2010. Well, suck on that. Damn it. Forgot. Fuck.
I was a Stewart fan until you retired. Right.
We were better than you. Oh. Stewart hit a driver. How do you feel about that?
Oh, but you were a Stewart fan, though.
Oh, hell no. I was Clint all day. I was a Clint fan. I fuck the fat bitch. I mean, fuck Tony. Dude, honestly, Tony Stewart and Ryan Newman, they're probably like the eaters out of NASCAR. because they're like in a ball form.
Okay, I've got
a and that, you know, it gives me a sign they eat a lot. You know what I mean? Oh, let me hear it. Wow! I just targeted. Okay.
I don't think you have a target. I don't know why you're talking about target.
All right.
All you have is
Clint's from Kansas. What do you mean?
All you have is barns and cattle.
Really? Okay. Last time I checked, we had a football team. a shitty football team. Excuse me. Yeah.
Trash.
We have a good basketball team. That's what I'm talking about. I don't like Kansas. Heck, I'm a West Virginia fan, so I should be hating them like hell. Oh, what you doing? Oh, what's your team?
NC
what's your
State
team, nigger? Line. What's your team? I'm probably going to get State. Fucking yelled at for that word, but what's your team? You funny. You gonna be spitting in my team and shit. You funny.
You
I wanna like
win you. A championship? You funny.
No.
You wanna do good in the league?
Alright, boys, I'm back.
Listen here,
shut
motherfucker.
You
gonna talk
idiot.
Shit about my driver
so
again,
annoying.
Bitch?
Man,
I'm gonna fuck your
you
shit.
Man,
shut up, bro.
Year,
you're fucking.
You're
dude,
so
you're
bad.
Fucking. Dude. You, Dude, you can't cheat more than one race, bitch, man. Fuck off, man, with your shitty ass driver, man. Dude, put another fucking dent in your roof, bitch. Huh? What? What'd you say?
I mean, you gotta freaking spin yourself out.
Oh, yeah. You're gonna win more races, yeah. Dude, my gay teammate's a champion. Suck on that titty.
It's basically the Toyota NASCAR Cup Series.
You know what's rigged? It was rigged when Tony won a fucking race in 2016. That's what you call rigged.
Basically skill.
Skill? I didn't know skill had something to do with using your bumper, bitch. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I think you went on purpose.
What do you mean? God damn it, that didn't last long. We were just trying to get your podcast and entertainment.
Actually trying to get something started.
That's why we kept doing we had that plan when you that was so good too. We did that so good. That was so good. Damn it.
This podcast is dead.
Oh. What do you mean it's dead? It's been dead. Just like my podcast. No one views
like
mine. My racing career has lasted longer than your fuck. Never mind.
Hey, I had 10, 11 league wins while I was there. So screw off.
Damn, I'm shocked you're still not a squeaker. You must have finally hit that puberty, huh?
A little bit.
Seven time hasn't hit fucking puberty. I'm sorry, though. You're kidding me. Hit puberty?
For the first time.
His voice is like. I raced with him, like, a week ago, and his voice is, like, really deep.
Hold up, bro. You need to tell him to take that voice changer out, bro. Fucking trying to be a 42-year-old man. But, for real, if his voice really got deep, bro, his balls dropped. Oof. Ooh, they went really low. That's all I gotta say. They went really low. You shouldn't be saying that's kind of gay. But, oof, they went really low.
You know, I hit a new low, Stotts. You know who is a new low? GW. He's always been a low.
I'm not shocked, bro. That dude's gonna have a fucking squeaker voice every fucking day of his life. All right. Probably when he
back here with
the day before
he
dies.
Do talk. All right.
Is anybody even listening?
I am.
Well, not people who are in the podcast.
I don't think it goes live, though. I think it's like after we finish, the episode goes on your profile, and then people can view it.
I think that's what happens. All right, time to get back on track.
Yeah, because that's
who
what I'm
win doing. Rookie of the Year this year in Mountain Dew?
Panther.
If only I was up
I say Panthers.
Who? Well, of course it's going to be Panthers.
How many wins do you guys say Panthers gets?
Five.
I say seven.
Four. Wow, you're dreaming big, aren't you, Dad? I mean, he is pretty damn good, ain't gonna lie. He's awesome. Is
really good.
What's the league y'all want to get in? Same.
Cessna.
Yeah, but when I stop league racing, whatever.
I've harassed him so many times on Instagram. I'm like, let me play, let me play. And they said, if you don't let me in, I'll fuck your daddy.
Oh.
And then he blocked me. So I've learned my lesson on my other account.
Yeah, new items in Fortnite comes out in 30.
I get very,
so pretty hyped. New items in Fortnite.
What are the items?
They come out in 30 minutes. I don't know.
Oh, fuck me. I gotta save my money's worth. I gotta save my V credits or whatever. V-Bucks.
V-Bucks.
I have 950 V-Bucks for the battle pass.
So, let's go off
topic. Rich people, am I right?
Let's talk about YouTubers. Let's talk about Double E Cup Series. Should he make a NASCAR Fortnite parody?
Who? Oh, double.
But
O.
Clearly, Dale Jr. would win.
No, it'd be Matt Kenseth.
Yeah, it'd be Kenseth. Unless he makes Danica win, just to make her feel happy for once in her life.
Boyer would die because he drinks too much slurp juice.
No, we should talk about Danica 2.0.
Ooh, Natalie Decker.
Is it bad that you know that?
She's got the ass, she's got the tits, she's got the talent. Who's your bet?
Well, Salem, she made a joke of herself, basically. She did get wrecked twice.
When did she finish?
It's like 27th.
Oof. Isn't that last place in the ARCA series or no?
No. It's like 30 people.
Oh, okay.
She got wrecked twice and she was like 17 laps down. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's not...
Oh, Flacco's doing a giveaway.
I know. $20 super score giveaway. NASCAR Super Score.
Man, I just bought me a 2018 Steelers draft hat.
How well do you guys think the Browns do this can you year?
Say it again.
How well do you guys think the Cleveland Browns are going to do this year?
I honestly expect them to win more than one game.
I expect them to win five, honestly. That's a little high,
that
but, you know.
I'm getting right now is huge. Because they're probably going to get Odell, to be honest.
I think I'm going a little too high over this, but I say they make the playoffs.
That's a little too high.
Yeah. I know that.
Yeah, I mean, they got the QB, to be honest. They kind of have the QB.
Receivers.
They need. A running back and some defense.
Yes, they do. I agree with that.
Their defense can't handle crap.
So if they can try to get a safety, that'd be pretty nice. Or a cornerback. Or a linebacker. One of those three will work. But yeah, looking at it here, who do you think is going to pick up Baker Mayfield?
I'm going to say the Jets are going to pick up Baker Mayfield. That's what I say happens.
Who do you think's going to get Dez?
I hate that dude. Who's going what?
Who's going to get Dez?
Oh, man. Gosh. I mean, I think it might be the Giants.
Oh, God. I hope not.
Are you a Cowboys fan?
Oh, yeah.
I'm so sorry for you.
I'm sorry for your loss, you know.
Yeah.
My prayers go out to you.
Well, I mean, he dropped like basically every pass that was through to him, so.
I think you guys should know who my favorite team is. It's obvious.
Obviously the Browns.
Yeah, totally. Oh, but I may live up here where this state absolutely hates Green Bay, but I'm a Green Bay fan.
The Steelers are going to lose Le'Veon Bell.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Sorry for your loss.
the little nigga going on franchise tag again.
I'm going to have to leave in a little bit because my phone is at 4%. So.
All right.
What?
And have an iPhone. I have an iPhone 8, so I can't plug it up and have my headphones at the same time. So.
All right.
Oh, that's fucking bullshit.
It is.
I'll probably leave when it gets down to 2%.
All right. Tell me when it's 2%, and I'll keep you on heads up.
2%, nigga.
Hey.
Dude, I don't. Dude, fucking PS3 racing got me saying that. I don't know why.
Guess who's running for president in 2020?
Oprah.
JB Smoove.
Oh, God. Definitely will make sure my vote doesn't go to him.
I'll vote for him if he fucking bans school.
If he bans school, I will give him all my money. Which, a cent. A penny.
I'll give him all my Fortnite skins.
Jerry Brooks.
There's a kid
that nigga black.
In my math class, and he says Fortnite's the gayest game of all time.
Ralph Fenway has a press conference Wednesday for a major driver announcement at
Ryan Reed. Probably. Ryan Reed. Or Trevor Bayne not coming back next season. One of those two.
Yeah, because Trevor Bayne does everything but wreck people.
Hey, I see you, Nike, liking my post.
Which one?
The triggered Clint one. What do you mean? Which one? You liked it 2 minutes ago.
That triggers me that they say Kyle Busch will win the next three races. Yeah, no, he's not escaping the big one. Nope.
How is Logano ahead of Bowyer coming into honestly, this? Like, I mean, Bowyer's won at Talladega twice.
Kind of like in the Harvick.
So I found out something. The past 3 years, the winner in the Geico 500 also won the Coke Zero 400, which is the race I'm going to. Who do you guys?
Not this year. Not last year, I mean.
Yeah, last year. Ricky Stenhouse.
Oh, I thought, you know, I'm dumb. I thought you were talking about Charlotte. My bad.
No. Give me that neck, boy. Give me that hard neck. Ooh.
All right, who do you guys think wins the Geico 500?
I'm going to say an upset.
Bowyer.
I really doubt a veteran won't win. Mm. I don't see it. If a veteran wins, it'll probably be Kozlowski, but I don't see anybody else winning.
Fuck that horse-looking bitch.
Kozlowski fans here.
Well, we don't like – we don't think he will win. That's the nicest say. He's going to
– He's gay.
He's going to – the only way – he runs on – hey, you get it? You get it? He runs on horsepower. My dude runs on horsepower.
Hey, you know who is talentless? Austin Dillon.
Fuel mileage.
Talentless.
He wish his dick was pointy like his damn fucking car on the front.
Oh my god.
Well, let's talk about people who got their ride because of their name. Okay, Austin Dillon, Chase Elliott.
William Byron.
He doesn't have a name. What you mean, huh?
Oh, wait. Yeah, never mind. Probably.
Did they put something in your dinner?
Run to us, run!
Alright, my phone is at 1%, so I'll catch you all later.
Alright.
He's a percent short.
Later, bud.
See ya.
Oh, there went one.
Alright, well. NASCAR posted, if the playoffs were to end this week, Jimmy Johnson and William Byron would make the round of 16, but Chase Elliott would not qualify.
I don't think any of the Hendrick cars are getting in this year, honestly. I just don't see it. They're not running good.
Go away, Chase Elliott. I don't care. Go away. Shut up, Ryan.
Yo, Ryan, we're in a podcast right now, man. Have some respect for your brother.
Yeah, God.
Slap that nacho man upside his face, bro.
I actually honestly say two of the 100 cars are probably going to get in this. Actually, three of them. I say Byron's just going to miss out by 5 points. I say Bowman makes it in with a plus 96 in the points. Johnson's going to get in with a win at Dover and only his win of the season. And I say Chase Elliott. I say Chase Elliott. He's going to get a win, but we just don't know when.
He's probably going to get in the chase, but he's not going to be in it.
I don't know about William Byron or Bubba. I just say none of the rookies are going to make it this year. I say Erik Jones gets a win. Be honest, I think he'll get a win.
Eric's been close, honestly. I feel so bad for the dude. He should have won last year, but that didn't go well.
Yeah, thanks, Cobblers, for winning everything.
Doesn't he always? I was so depressed after seeing Boyer run and lead about like 50 laps, I think, or something like that, and he comes home ninth. I'm depressed by it. I don't know what the hell went wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, the 41, the 14 looked so strong, and they just slipped so back, and I thought Harvick was going to pick up the pace. And nope. And hell, even Eric Almirola was fucking fast, and I don't know what happened. We all just lost it.
I still think Almirola makes the playoffs with the win at Daytona.
He's going to make it. Even if he doesn't win, he's gonna make it. It's just he's with good equipment like he's supposed to be. He deserves the equipment. And he's living up to the potential and the orders that he's supposed to with this organization.
Yeah.
A lot better than Danica. Chicks are scared to go fast, unlike Natalie Dot Decker.
Oh my gosh.
Got
it. All right, let's think of our another segment here. Remember, if you're just joining us right now, or listening in at least, this is a new podcast featuring the Mountain Dew Cup Series. It's called The Dew Talk. And last year, I think the biggest rivalry on the racetrack was 7-time at GWG for last season in Mountain Dew. What do you think about that? You think it continues this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, last year, they were leading, and then whoever was in second pretty much took him out of the win, and they just GWG had like three chances to get in, and well, three chances to win. He put 7-time in the wall twice. Caution comes out. Restart. He does not get a great restart.
Oh. Impressive and interesting.
I say it still happens this season because last I raced with those two, they were still arguing. They were mad at each other.
They're going to be rivals. I mean, it's just no doubt at this point. Mm-hmm. They just hate each other. I don't know why. They just hate each other. They're always getting into it for some reason.
Yes, they do. I agree with that. I say we're definitely going to have a few rookies winning this year. You know what? For the first time in forever in the Mountain Dew Cup Series, I say JL is going to go winless. He ain't going to win a race this season. I say he just doesn't have a fast car anymore. Like you've done on that.
I don't like him anymore. No offense. I just want to show him out.
No offense to him. I just don't think he can pull it off on NASCAR E2. I think he goes winless this season. I still think he'll make the playoffs, but he just won't get too far into it. I think he'll just get eliminated second round or first round.
NASCAR Heat 2 is legit my stuff this time. Like, I'm actually good at NASCAR Heat 2. Like, better on NASCAR Heat 2 than NASCAR 15. Like, I'm pretty proud of that. Because NASCAR 15, I'm trash.
Yeah.
Hell, I can't even win anymore on NASCAR 15. I'm just bad.
I actually say this year you'll get 3 wins this season and possibly win the championship over Panthers if it's anybody. I don't think I can pull it off. I think you'll have a great chance this season, definitely.
Honestly, the only chance I can beat Panthers is if he has some kind of problem, like, I guess a pad pit stop or something, or if he, like, makes a mistake. He's just, honestly, how I've seen his racing, he's just extremely good, like, extremely fast. Any place we go to, he's good.
Yes,
there's just no stopping the guy. I mean, he's one of the best NASCAR Heat 2 racers I've seen from my, you know, like, my eyes. I wonder if he's in Cessna.
I think he's in BPS. I just don't think he's in Cessna.
Is that a Bass Pro that just came back up maybe like a couple months ago?
I think he might be in Cessna.
Oh, well, rip BPS. Here's the BPS schedule. Yep. When are you going to – when do they come back, actually? I'd like to know that. When was their return?
BPS?
Yeah.
I can take a quick look here. Barry pointed out the schedule. So they start out at Daytona. Then they head their way to Kansas. Phoenix, Auto Club, and Richmond is their first 5 races.
Damn it, I lost it. Oh, man.
Who else do we got this season? Oh, Hanky. That's right. You can never count out Hanky. I say Hanky gets one win this season. I see he'll get a win this season. What do you say on that?
I'm going to say 2, just because I'm generous to him, because he's a good guy.
I think the best shot I have at winning a track is probably one of my favorite tracks, Martinsville or Pocono. Those are my 2 favorite places to go. And I've been
really like Martinsville and Richmond in the game. I don't know why, just like in the game.
I feel confident about those 2. And no New Hampshire on this schedule because New Hampshire's just not good for any of us. So
can we give a rip to Brady? By the way, because the passing of his stepmom is very saddened.
Yeah.
Just heard about it. I looked at his post maybe 30 minutes ago and sad to hear about the loss.
Yeah.
Kind of like Aiden's mom, honestly. I wonder how Aiden's been. I haven't heard about him in a while.
Who, Exxon?
Yeah. What's his Instagram?
I don't remember, actually. He does have an Xbox One, but just different account.
For real?
Yeah.
His name's Fanta, I think. Nope. Yeah, it is, technically.
Fanta Cup Series? I think that's his gamer tag.
Dude, I hate Sailboat. I hate Sailboat. Fuck Sailboat. He's so mean to me now.
He's mean to everybody now. He turned into him old self again. After we were racing a league race together, and I accidentally wrecked him, and he got really mad about it. And I said, dude, you know it's just a video game, right? Kid's got issues or something. I don't know.
I'm trying to get back into Xbox, bro. Like, I haven't even raced Xbox in forever. Like, it's been so long.
Yeah.
But also, I can only play Xbox on the weekends and Friday nights because, you know, they want my grades to become all C's. And once I can get all C's, I can have it on the weekdays and see if I can do better.
Yeah.
White parents, am I right?
I understand you, man. I'm trying to get my grades to at least B's right now. I have, like, two C's. I think one's in English, the other's in math. Math, I'm not really going to have a problem with because the next two units we have coming up is stuff I know, so that shouldn't be too hard. English, I'm just generally not good at, so I don't.
What grade are you in, like, 9th or 10th?
I'm actually in 9th grade right now.
Bet, bro, we're freshies.
Oh, dang.
What unit are you on? Like, what are y'all talking about?
I don't exactly remember because we got today off because of staff development day. So,
bro, man, y'all freaking Minnesota people. Swear, bro, I got the BS days off, bro. They have our sorry asses going in on fucking President's Day.
Wow.
Yeah, but that was because we had to make it up because of fucking snow. Fucking bitch. I mean, I love snow.
We haven't had a snow day in the past.
Are you for real?
We haven't had a snow day in the past 3 years, and then one day this year, it was just slushy outside, and the school was like, you know what? Let's just give these kids a day off, just see what it's like. And because the next day we all had finals, and everybody was asking, all my teachers were asking, so how was that snow day? And we're like, that was terrible. I hated that day. And then we got another snow day last week on Monday.
Lucky motherfuckers.
And all my teachers asked again, how was that snow day? And I said, yeah, I kind of wanted to go to school, to be honest. I just wanted to see my buddies. They were like, oh. Because I didn't find out until I was playing Fortnite with my friends that very night. I was like, wonder what's... I was like, well, probably time for me to head to bed because there's school tomorrow. They're like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, why? They were like, you know there's no school tomorrow, right? I was like, they're like, go check on the Anoka homepage. So I go check there, and I check on the school page. It says, April 16th, 2018, all schools and activities canceled. And I was like, sweet, I can stay up till whenever I want. So it was really nice. So
why was it canceled?
Because we got like 21 inches of snow, and now there's like no snow on the ground.
Oh.
Yeah.
It must have been a nice snow day.
Sure was.
Now I tried to play Fortnite on my PS4 last weekend, but my grandma had shitty internet.
Dang. Now there's like no snow on the ground here. It's 70 degrees and it's really nice. So
I experienced the weirdest shit with South Carolina weather. I think 2 weeks ago, no, a week ago, on Saturday, Sunday, we're raining and we have a fucking tornado.
Oh, really?
Yes, I'm over here like, what the fucking weather is this? Like, one day it's hot and the other day it's freezing like hell.
Yeah.
It's so fucking bullshit, man. I mean, if it snowed, I'd be happy as hell, but no.
Yeah, I agree.
Just hate the world I live on, or hate the state I live in.
So I've been looking at the Hooters Cup Series here, and it looks like Panthers is in a must-win.
Oh, that's easy.
I can check what the next race is. I decided to quit because it just got really annoying. I didn't like that league. Stupid. See, the next race is canceled, so that should be now. A piece of cake.
Wait, what?
The next race is Kansas.
For what?
Hooters.
I don't want to end that.
That's Finz's league. I quit just because I was dominating a race. And he told me to leave for some stupid reason. And I was leading with like 2 laps to go, coming to the white flag. And then he told me to leave. So...
Did you leave?
Yeah. I quit the league.
I would have stayed out. I've been like, fuck. I've been like, fuck, you're not costing me my chance to win. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Who was second?
I don't know.
What race was it, though, when he told you to leave?
It was at Indianapolis, and that's one of my favorite racetracks.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That was right before the playoffs, wasn't it?
Yep.
Damn, bro. Oh, Durable Monkeys won. That's who was second. And then JB, does Finn suck at this game?
Like he's not really good at it. I think
he's not even in his own chase. Oh, that's sad. That's sad. No, I hate to make fun. That's sad though. That's sad. You can't.
Exactly.
There's just GWG no way.
Was going for a win at Pocono. And he tried, like, dive-bombing me, and he failed miserably. And the league owner told him, get out now.
Was he in the lead, or was he going
for the lead? He was going for the lead on, I think it was lap 5. And he attempted it and miserably failed.
GWG thinks he can, you know, lead.
Yeah. GWG just thinks he's the best at everything. You rigged your own league, buddy. How do you feel about that? You should honestly feel terrible. I want to find out who this NASCAR DeWalt guy is.
NASCAR DeWalt?
Yeah.
Do you watch series?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess it says you're not in Mountain Dew, which is my league. I don't know. Maybe a different one. I don't know. I'll join it. I think my little brother might join it too. I don't know. Yeah.
Your brother races?
He races sometimes. I got him his own account, so, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
I think Brant died.
Oh, no kidding.
That thing died.
I didn't even know that was alive. I didn't even know it was still here, honestly.
I thought that thing was honestly gone. I thought it'd be still alive.
It was a lot. I mean, I thought it was dead after, you know, like near the end of December. And then next thing you know, he posts a fucking car saying, next race will be Saturday at 8. Be on at 8. Oh, wait, I'm stupid. Yeah. He said that. And did y'all even race?
Did I even race a Brant race? No, I didn't.
Oh, so, rip.
I was trying to go for Sonoma, and I had a better qualifying spot than what JL did, and we were both qualifying, and apparently he kicked me out and JL got in, and JL told me to literally go kill myself.
See, that's why I don't like JL, bro. That's literally why I don't like him anymore. He told me to kill myself, and then he says, I'm glad your stepbrother died.
He literally told me to go kill myself, and guess what he got at Sonoma?
A penalty.
Second place. Known as the first loser.
That was Boyer at Atlantis and then Hart. No, it wasn't. Never mind. And that was Boyer when Hart went to Sonoma.
Yeah.
That was also Boyer last year at Bristol when Johnson won.
Yeah.
So many second places from last year.
So, can you come on Friday to race?
Oh, yeah, I should be able to.
All right.
This dude made a cool car.
That is a nice one.
So that
no voice, that, I don't know how to pronounce his name, No Vice Squad, I guess. I don't want to get that wrong. Oh, Squid. No Vice Squid posted a picture of his car, right? And it says fuck cancer, but for the C and the K, he had the breast cancer logo, and it legit looks like it says fuck cancer.
Nice.
Dude, that's a smart idea, bro. I like his car. And it's a good car.
It sure is.
I mean, everything's pink, even the Exalta. I like it. Ooh. Wow, is that?
Let's see what we got here. I gotta send you this one. Oh, wait. You blocked him. That's right. Here, I'll...
Who?
JL.
No, I did. I didn't block him.
Did he block you?
No.
Oh.
I'm done now. Oh, I see me, bro. Turn right. Bet. Where are you at? Fuck me, side. Oh.
I don't think I'd say such a thing like that.
I wouldn't say turn right. I would probably do something else. I'd probably wreck someone on purpose.
Yeah.
But I am the 14, honestly. I like the 14, so put me as Clemboy in that situation.
Yep.
Who likes the 11 car in league racing?
Yeah.
Who likes the 11 car in league racing?
Is there anything else you want to talk about for this season?
I don't really know, honestly. I don't have any other anything to talk about for this season.
All right. You think we should do more of these due talks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely. Especially after, each race. You know, the next day or the day after, we should, bring a couple guys into this, and you know, we can talk about opinions on the race, and you know how, and the winner, and you know, probably some interviews.
Yes, I agree. Well, see how long we've been on for.
Near an hour.
Nice. All right, before we go, let's predict who's going to win the Mountain Dew 500. Who do you say is going to win it?
Crack my neck. Let me look at the roster a little bit. I'm going to check out some of these dudes. Probably I'm going to go with maybe, you know, why not pick my boy? Where is he at? Is he on here? Is the Constant 4 on here? Something like that?
No, I don't think he's in here.
God damn it, Zane. Okay, that's okay. That's okay. Okay, now I'll just go with the other underdog I have in it. I got Manuel Jaguar.
Ooh, all right. For the 500, my main winner is Panthers. My upset, Finns.
Oh, that's a good pick. Good pick, actually. I like that pick.
That's what I agree with.
I like that pick.
What do you say? I think it's getting that time.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that was the first episode of the Dew Talk with me, Darth Nike, and your boy, Stotts.
Dude, hit me up on Instagram.
Yeah, find his Instagram, Stoot.
Stoot_Stoot_. Y'all should know if I'm me, you know, I get mad hoes.
Yeah, he's the biggest Boyer fan that I know, so. Yeah, so if you listen to this, thank you for listening to the Dew Talk, and we'll talk later. See you later, guys.
See you.